Welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Monday, the 1st of February, 2010, and the title of this podcast is The Space Needle. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday through Friday I will bring you lots of English to wake up your language learning skills. And today in Grammar Notes we will cover some related vocabulary. The Space Needle. This past weekend, I took my children to Seattle to have a break from our hometown and to take in a few of the famous sights. A change is as good as a rest, is a saying in England, which I agree with. Sometimes, if you are worn down a little, instead of resting, it is actually good to go and see something new. It is good to be refreshed. So I booked a hotel that is fairly close to the downtown area of the city. We set off Saturday morning. Traveling over the Cascades was beautiful. Mist was all over the forest. We finally made it to the hotel at lunchtime. The children wanted to go swimming in the pool at the hotel before doing anything else. So, of course, that's what we did. I know that children are not as enthusiastic about sightseeing as adults are. They need lots of physical fun, too. When they were good and tired from splashing around, we got ready and headed off to the Space Needle. It is the landmark of Seattle. It was built for the 1962 World's Fair and has been quite an attraction ever since. It is 605 feet tall, has a restaurant inside that turns 360 degrees every hour, and was built to withstand winds of up to 200 miles per hour and earthquakes of up to 9.1 magnitude. A lot of thought went into the building. You could say that it was built to last. We zoomed up in the elevator to the observation deck, where you can find lots of binoculars, spotting scopes, and multimedia that talk about the interesting places that you can see from the needle. And there is a lot to see. Not only is the city all around, but on a clear day, you have some spectacular views of the Olympic and Cascade Mountains, Mount Rainier, Mount Baker, Elliott Bay, and lots more. Unfortunately, it was a drizzly day, so we couldn't see the mountains, but there was so much to see that we could have been up there for hours. Well, there was a lot more exploring to do, so we took some photos and headed back down in the elevator. We must return on a clear day to take in the views. Grammar notes. Related vocabulary. Worn down. That stone step is so old, you can see where it has been worn down with use. To sightsee. We went sightseeing. We saw so many historical buildings that I got dizzy. Good and. After running a mile, the dogs were good and tired. Or, if you wait for Thanksgiving dinner, you will be good and hungry. To head. Meaning is similar as to go or to set off. For example, we headed down the mountain and they headed off in their boat. Or, they got on the boat and headed out to the island. Well, that's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to download the text and grammar notes at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Until next time, bye-bye.